Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is What to Do If Hurt Happens. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
What to Do If Hurt Happens, written and read by Lynette Kittle. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive, as the Lord forgave you. Colossians 3:13. As Christians, we hope we can count on those we meet in church or Christian settings to be loving, kind, and compassionate in every situation. Unfortunately, disillusionment, wounds, and hurts can occur when those unrealistic ideas of perfect Christian relationships shatter, collapse, and leave us feeling devastated and lost in many ways. A few years ago, a friend asked prayer for her father, who felt driven away from the church where her family had served for over a decade. Following the separation, he seemed broken from the experience, leaving her deeply concerned with her dad's lack of focus and passion for the things of God. Sadly, like so many individuals, the fellow Christians at his church had disappointed him and let him down in a spiritually devastating way. Because they are individuals who say they love God, his expectations for their behavior and treatment of one another was so much higher than what he experienced. Growing up as a pastor's kid and then later as a pastor's wife, I've experienced deep hurt within church walls and through the actions of fellow Christians. Like me, many, if not most, who enter and serve full-time ministry will also experience the painful sting of well-intended church members who have the ability to wound their leaders right to the core of who they are, like knife wounds to the heart. Unfortunately, wounds aren't restricted to just church leadership, but to many who actively attend and participate in church. Individuals totally surprised by brutal, cutthroat attacks from within the body of Christ, inflicted by those they trusted as fellow believers. Gratefully, we can take measures to prepare our hearts ahead of time for possible wounding, rather than thinking it won't ever happen, especially since these types of hurts often blindside people when they least expect it. Whether intentionally or unintentionally, people hurt people, and that includes believers in Jesus Christ. Below are five ways to help safeguard and prepare for possible disappointment and hurt within the church. So if it comes, it won't shake our faith and knock us off track in our relationship with God. Number one, put on the full armor of God. As Ephesians 6:12 explains, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. It's not just people, even within the church. There are spiritual forces and powers at work to divide and destroy from within our church walls. To be prepared, we are instructed in Ephesians 6:14 through 17 to put on the full armor of God so that we can stand against them. Number two, activate prayer. Prayer is a powerful resource we have to turn to and put into motion. As Ephesians 6:18 urges, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Number three, forgive. Cultivate a tenderness to forgive others like God has forgiven us. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. Number four, resist disillusionment with God. Like my friend's dad, disappointment and hurt can cause Christians to disconnect with God. The devil works through wounding to cause us to doubt God, to believe he didn't protect us in the situation, and even more so, that maybe he's really behind those who caused the hurtful actions. Hurt blurs our vision, causing us to blame God rather than imperfect people who are being led by divisive spiritual influences. It's vital in these situations to guard our hearts from letting others cause disillusionment with him. Number five, fix our eyes on Jesus. As Hebrews 12:2 urges, it's important for us to fix our eyes on Jesus rather than what other Christians may say or do in the name of God. It's key to loving the church even when the people within it have caused pain. Intersecting faith and life. Have you been hurt in a church situation or by another Christian? If so, ask God to help you to forgive those who disappointed you. Also, seek His wisdom and understanding in recognizing the wounding came from within their hearts and not from His heart. Further reading, Facing the Sorrow of Unfinished Business.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.